I call to order the meeting of the members of the corporation of the NSU Foundation. We'll move to agenda item number one, which is public comment. Is there any public comment at GBC?
None at this time.
Thank you. Is there any public comment at the system office in Reno? I don't believe there
is. None in Reno.
Thank you very much. I don't see any public comment here in Las Vegas. SES, is there any public comment on the phone?
None at this time.
Thank you very much. We'll now move to agenda item number two, which is the annual report, and I will ask Acting President Lopez Lassiter to introduce the presenter.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Chair Brooks, Vice Chair Goodman, Regents, Amber Lopez Lassiter, Acting President, Nevada State University, for the record. Honored to introduce our wonderful Vice Chair Brian Simmons to present our annual report this morning. Very much appreciate Brian and all of our foundation trustees and emeritus members for their service, expertise, and advocacy for our fantastic institution. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning, Chair Brooks, Vice Chair Goodman, members of the Board of Regents, Chancellor McNair, and fellow guests. My name is Brian Simmons, and I am currently completing my third year as Vice Chair of the Nevada State University Foundation Board of Trustees. As you can see from our annual report, fiscal year 2025 ended with $1,111,909 in gifts and pledges. This was an over $300,000 increase from last year. While this may not seem like a large amount, we consider this a success when you look at the low number of records the foundation has in its database to solicit, the exceptionally small fundraising team, and the growing but still small brand awareness of the institution within the community. Knowing that we provide a document that outlines a lot of data, I wanted to spend my time with you today talking more about the impact of the funds we raise. As you can see in your report, the work that we do to raise funds for Nevada State students, faculty, and staff is monumental, and we want to share a few stories with you. First, as expected, we have started to see the impact of starting an athletics program at Nevada State. As donors have joined the starting lineup, we've grown gifts and pledges. In fiscal year 2025, we closed our first three gifts to the starting lineup and are grateful to the Raiders and the Golden Knights for their commitment. In addition, our foundation has made a commitment to the program. Next, one of our new endowed scholarships is from donors of ours who recently moved to Nevada and care about education. These donors chose to give to Nevada State in honor of the husband's great aunt, who is a pioneering physical therapist. We thank Steve Mullenkamp and his wife, Harumi Ikazaki, for their support. Other members of Steve's family have also contributed to this scholarship. We have a student who is also a major donor. Diane is currently a student and a significant donor to Nevada State. She recently gave another gift to create a quasi-endowment for the Department of Psychology and Counseling. She believes that research has a lifelong impact on students. We are grateful to her for being a trailblazer, both as a student and as a donor. One final impact story. Julie is an alumna of Nevada State's nursing program. She is a family nurse practitioner, but she and her husband also own Poke Bowl Henderson and recently supported the university with a gift to our Scorpion Fund, which allows us to use funds in the areas of greatest need on campus. Partnerships like these have shown other alumni new and exciting ways to support the campus. I want to share a little bit about our Giving Day program called Scorpions Give. This year we raised over $16,000, which is the second highest amount since we started the program. This day of giving allows board members to promote and support the university as well as departments and groups on campus to create campaigns to fundraise for their areas. We are grateful for the matching gift support from two board members as well. We also changed our annual awards program. Our alumni awards are now on campus and during our Spirit Week. After the first of the year, you will receive a save the date for our new community awards program. In addition, we launched an online alumni network platform, which provides a space for alumni to virtually meet each other, network, promote their businesses, and share their successes. This is a timely project as we will have our 10,000th graduate walk across the stage in May. We've also focused on growing the foundation board in anticipation of the future. We created a new recruitment and onboarding process, hosted a retreat with all board members, and added four new board members, which is a 13% increase. Our bylaws stipulate a minimum of 13 members and a maximum of 30 members, so a 13% increase is significant. As you see in our metrics, we have seen modest growth in our endowment along with new endowment gifts. Finally, as we look forward to 2026, we will continue to focus on the growth of the foundation board. During this transition year, as we search for a new president, we will continue to grow our donor pipeline, support new initiatives like the North Las Vegas project should it be approved, and other meaningful ways to support Scorpion students, faculty, and staff. We will continue to raise funds for our athletics program and work to support other campus needs. Thank you for your time this morning, and we're happy to answer any questions.
Thank you very much. We appreciate the presentation. And Mr. Simmons, again, I think it's important to acknowledge folks who spend volunteer time on these foundations. It's a great reflection of your interest with the institution and in moving it forward. And so I think you deserve, and everybody who's on these foundations, deserve acknowledgement for the amount of work that's put forth to make sure that things move forward. Thank you very much. Are there any regents with questions? Regent Carvalho.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think you were asking some of the questions earlier of our council, somewhat for in line with some questions that I have generally from our for our foundations and for our NC staff to perhaps contemplate and bring back to us later. But specifically for Nevada State, and I'm really directing this to President Lopez Lassiter. I'm interested to know why the Campus Lands Corporation isn't being reported. When we first were approached with this, it was it was supposed to be framed exactly like DRI, and we see that DRI is presenting their research park foundation. And so I'd like to ask you why we're not receiving that report. Thank you.
Thank you so much for the question, Regent. The Nevada State Lands Corporation is a component of the foundation. I've actually flagged this as a question with our finance team and also with Vic Redding in terms of what the proper boarding reporting structure should look like. To date, we have not had fiscal activities that have been tied to the Lands Corp, but certainly more than happy to bring that back to the board with a thorough report of the activity that has been conducted with the board and also what the strategic goals of that Lands Corp is to date.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Most of my other questions are more for I think posed more appropriately for new business and to frame it that way. So for right now, I will yield the floor. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair Carvalho. Just a follow-up question, Acting President Lassiter. The what mechanisms do we have in terms of the board and how we receive the information from the foundations? Specific to audits, that when something comes up, that it's there's things that are rectified in that audit and then brought back to the board.
And Chair, are you asking specific to our foundation board?
I'm asking specific to the foundation and just generally audits that would fall under the foundation as well.
Yeah. I mean, to my knowledge, those audits are provided to you on an annual basis at meetings like this. And then, of course, we're open to any discussion items, any concerns that the board may have. I'm very happy to report that we have had consistently no findings as part of our foundation audits, I believe, over the last 8 years.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And thank you again, Mr. Simmons, for your presentation with the annual report. At this time, I would ask for a motion to approve.
Motion to approve, Regent Brown.
Second, Regent Downs.
So we have a motion to approve the annual reports by Regent Brown and seconded by Regent Downs. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
And those who oppose, please signify by saying no or nay. Thank you very much. We'll move on to agenda item number 3. Would it be for Mr. Simmons to present or thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it. So Acting President Lopez Lassiter, would you like to kick us off with the information
yes.
on the item for agenda item number 3? Thank you.
Thank you so much, Chair. Acting President Lopez Lassiter, for the record, delighted to present to this board for consideration our officers, who include Brian Simmons as chair, Stacey Watkins as vice chair, Matt Burns as secretary, Walter Hashimoto for treasurer, and Nicole Jones as finance chair.
Thank you very much. We'll move on to agenda item number 4. These are consent items. We'll take them together. Is there a motion to approve the consent items?
Motion to approve.
This is Regent Dal Carlo.
I'll second it.
Thank you very much. So we have a motion to approve the consent items by Regent Dal Carlo, seconded by Regent Brager. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
And those who oppose, please signify by saying no or nay. Thank you. We'll move on to agenda item number 5. This is new business. Is there any new business? Seeing none, we'll move to agenda item number 6, public comment. Is there any public comment at GBC?
No public comment.
Thank you. Is there any public comment at the system office in Reno?
None in Reno.
I don't see any public comment here in Las Vegas SES. Is there any public comment?
None at this time.
Thank you very much. This meeting is now adjourned.